The fault. We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
What is it that's actually being transmitted that's causing all of these things? Is it a combination of the protein, which now we're finding has a metal attached to it? I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots and now they're magnetized.
What?
They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them and they can stick.
All right, I'm just gonna do a test right now. I have no idea what's gonna happen. I'm fully vaccinated. This is a metal pen. Nope. Not magnetic.
Oh.
Now, this doctor used that crazy theory to argue against legislation to allow proof of vaccinations in Ohio, regardless of that legislation. I mean, what do you make of this?
I'm never going to fully understand this, Jake. I mean, you know, it predates this pandemic, that these types of conspiracy theories. I mean, you and I have talked about this in the past. I get when people advocate crazy things in order to sell something. She has a book, Just Say No to Vaccines. Maybe that's it. There is no evidence of this, and let's not equivocate. There is no microchip or tracking device or some sort of other product that's attached to these vaccines.
Well, how did we get here? that's like the original question. All right, here, I have a fork. I am vaccinated. As you can see, I'm proudly announcing to the world I'm vaccinated. So, damn it, mine didn't work. I'm not magnetized. She said I'd be magnetized, and she's a doctor, you know. She's a doctor. Her name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's a doctor from the Buckeye State. And she literally got up there in front of the, freaking legislature and told them as a professional doctor that there's crap in the vaccine that makes forks and spoons. Oh, did you see that, everybody?
All right, that was close.
That was close. Wait. Damn it.
This is live television, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm talking about right here.
Mine don't work. Mine didn't work. My vaccine didn't work. This is what she said. This is really... She also, by the way, has a podcast. Oh, yeah, she does.
Some of the information that I think had been discussed on your podcast related to EMF frequencies.
That was a thought.
And
it was because now we're all kind of hypothesizing. I mean, what is it that's actually being transmitted that's causing all of these things? Is it a combination of the protein, which now we're finding has a metal attached to it? I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them and they can stick because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There's been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined,
an interface
between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers. Not proven yet, but we're trying to figure out what is it that's being transmitted to these unvaccinated people.
There's an app for that. She's a podcaster, a doctor, an osteopath, by the way. Unfreaking believable. How did we get here? How did we get here? That is the overriding question of our time. How in the world did America get so fragmented, so divided? You know, there's a couple of good articles in the homework today, okay? One is older. One is from, January, I think. And the other one is from The Atlantic. And it's there are two in there. One is a bullet point of what the other Atlantic article by George Packer actually lays out. Why did I do that? I did that because the George Packer article that talks about how America is split and not just right down the ass crack anymore. No, he says he thinks and labels the split in America into four different portions of America. I gave you a bullet point of the four different portions that George Packer is saying America has split into. Now, I mean, if we're so divided that we're no longer, the convenient easy to remember way of being divided previous to now was us and them. And I think you could decide which group you belong to. But now you got so, I mean, there now George Packer is theorizing that we're splitting into four parts now. So if it's do you think we're splitting or disintegrating? I listen to her and I think we're disintegrating. We're literally just imploding into tiny little fragments of unique thought processes, you know, some based on fact, others based on nothing, others based on a belief, others based on anger and hatred. I don't, maybe we're just disintegrating, I have no idea. But it was so much easier when we had a group of people that would just make you roll your eyes, right? And now we have a group of people that seriously make you physically ill and recoil in horror. So anyway, the conclusion of George Packer's article, which the reason why I included bullet points, 38 pages, everybody. Okay, are you up for it? Are you down for a long read? It's worth it. I'm telling you right now, it's worth it. I will summarize right here for you. The four groups are Free America, which is the Rand Paul libertarian crowd, who are willing to believe Newt Gingrich. Do you know what I mean? They date back to Ronald Reagan, okay? They go way back. Then you've got Real America. They date back to Sarah Palin, right? They're the white Christian nationalists that are loyal to the Palins and the Trumps, right? Then you have Smart America. Smart America is a class of very high earners. You might want to call them technocrats. They attend competitive schools. They embrace the idea of meritocracy. They are running around. I mean, they own MacBooks, and they don't intermingle with the rest of this country. Okay, they're the elitists, if you will, if you must, if you may. I don't know why they got labeled Smart America. I mean, but they did. And then you have Just America, which is the younger generation that believes that injustice is at the heart of all of the problems that we have in our country. Now, I got to tell you, I'm too old to be part of Young America, so I'm too old to be part of Just America, but I'm too young to be part of Smart America. I don't like any of these people. This is the point. I don't like any of them. I mean, you got this group, this four different groups of people that I'm not finding my place in this group, George. I'm not figuring out where, you know, because according to this, it's like three against one, you know, and it's like everybody against the young ones, and I'm too old to be a young one, so, and I don't fit into Smart America. I didn't go to a competitive school. I actually intermingle with the rest of the country. I'm not a libertarian. In fact, you know, I think Rand Paul is bizarre and wants us to, won't be happy until we look like Somalia. You know, it started with Ronald Reagan when he said, you know, government is not here to help you. Right? The scariest words I ever heard in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. That's when it all started, okay? So this dates back. This would be my age group, and yet I did not turn out this way, so I can't be part of it. Obviously, I'm not part of Smart America because I'm not a technocrat. I didn't go to a competitive school. I don't think meritocracy actually is something that happens in America. I think pretty much your zip code will determine your lot in life, right? And I'm definitely not a white Christian nationalist. I'm like a third of that. I'm very white, like pasty, like Casper White. Like I'm wearing so much makeup now and I still look white. That's how white I am. But it's like the four main types of a-holes.